This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, your benefit reduction for claiming early. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Solney, a certified financial planner.
And that's what's this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Welcome, everybody. We're going to talk about a topic in a little bit different way that may have come up before, the reduction of benefit if you claim early. If you've listened for any time, we've discussed this at various times on our blog here. And let's set the stage by saying that if you reach your full retirement age before claiming your retirement benefit, you are entitled to your full benefit, which is represented by your primary insurance amount, or your PIA. However, so right now, for people who are retiring in the 2015 era, your full retirement age is usually 66. And more specifically, it's those people who were born between 1943 and 1954. Their full retirement age is 66. If they claim early, prior to their age 66, they are eligible as early as age 62, but are subject to a permanent reduction of benefits. And that reduction technically is 0.625% for the first 3 years of claiming early per month for each of the first 3 years. And then for the next 12 months after that, it's 0.625%. Now, those are really bizarro numbers. Effectively, what this means is if you start claiming 3 years prior to your full retirement age of 66, so at 63, the reduction is 20%. You'll receive 20% less than you would at your full retirement age. If you retire at your earliest possible eligibility, which is age 62, it's reduced by an additional 5%. So that's where, and this is in the popular press all the time, that if you claim at 62, you have a reduction in benefits of 25%. Technically, it was calculated on a monthly basis, but if it is the full 4 years at age 62, the reduction is 25%.
And that's what we want to cover today, Chris. And we're going to have a chart on this website. So if you're reading the blog, or actually if you're reading, you wouldn't be listening. But if you're listening to the blog, up in the upper right-hand quadrant of the blog website is a little button that says resources. There'll be a chart that we're going to put on there, Chris, because what we want people to understand is the financial press, the popular press, always talks about, well, if you claim at 62, you'll get 25% less Social Security. And Chris and I are afraid that's getting ingrained into the lexicon of American Social Security lore, so to speak. And everybody thinks if they claim at 62, they're going to get 25% less than if they waited to their full retirement age. But that's not true, because they're actually going to penalize people more beginning in just about a year and 7 months, because that's when people born in 1955 or later will start reaching 62.
Right. So if you were born, I mentioned, between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. But beginning in 1955, they start ratcheting that up in two-month increments. So if you were born in 1955, your full retirement age is actually 66 and 2 months, not 66. So if you were to claim at age 62, instead of a 25% reduction, you'd experience a 25.83% reduction. If you were, and this is going to continue on year after year, if you were born in 1956, the reduction is 26.67. I'm not going to read every single one of these, but realize that by the time you are in the category of being born in 1960 or later, so this
You and I and
gradually,
a lot of other people.
Right, gradually increases from 1955 to 1960. If you were born in 1960 or later, your maximum reduction for claiming at age 62 rather than 67 for that, you know, for those group, because that'll be your full retirement age, the reduction is 30%, not 25%. Because if you recall my original comment, everything over 36 months claiming early is reduced at 0.625% per month. So here, you're claiming not 4 years early if you were full retirement age 66, but claiming at 62, but your full retirement age is 67, you're retiring 5 years or claiming 5 years early if you choose to turn it on at 62, which is a 30% reduction. And that, remember, is permanent for the rest of your life.
Right, and that's what we pretty much wanted to cover here. We understand it's hard because we hit them with a lot of, you get this percent, that percent, right, this number, that year. So what we simply want you to know, as long as you were born before 1954, yes, if you claim at age 62 when you're first eligible, so if you claim in that month you are first eligible, your reduction will be 25%. For everyone else, it's going to be more. Simply click on the resources tab. We have a nice little chart. You match the year you were born, and we will show you what your reduction for claiming early will be. And it rises from 25% all the way to 30% reduction for certain people. And then everybody born after 1960, it's 30%.
So thank you again for joining us here on this week's HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, and we'll be back with you with an interesting post next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.